we've got Maximum Picker. So
spell Essex wrong, Tyler.
A man from Essex spelled Essex wrong.
Well, this, they're not idiots and they wrote SS.
SS?
SS, but isn't there idiots everywhere?
That's true.
I suppose.
Then let's move Mr. SingStar.
Mr. SingStar?
Mr. SingStar. Mrs. SingStar.
No, I suppose, but the pink one would be Mrs. SingStar.
There is a pink one, but that was broken, so didn't that. This is recording, so
you
can just... It's broken when I got given it. This wasn't mine.
You didn't buy it, did you?
No.
Good.
No.
I was going to say, Jesus.
All right.
One of the richest countries in England.
We can start talking whenever, because this is recording. I'm just going to leave it.
Yeah.
And then we can edit it afterwards. Might have to do a lot of...
Right. So, shall we begin, Tyler?
Let's start. What's this
Ooh,
called?
What?
Woo!
I thought you said this was Podcast Zero, the first one, because we don't have a name or anything.
Alright, this is our first podcast, and it's called Zero.
Zero!
It's a magic number.
It's not. Three is the magic number. De La Soul told me so.
Well, we'll get to three if we get any,
that's true.
If we get any listeners.
We'll still get to three anyway.
Yeah, we'll just make them for whoever's listening.
Whore!
Whore? Oh.
A woman that sleeps with everyone but you, see? Slut. I want.
excuse us. We're on Urban Dictionary. Great site.
Everyone knows of Urban Dictionary.
If you don't, then you're a bit of a...
Apart from, like, maybe,
You're a bit of a Sean if you don't.
Really old people.
Yeah. Fun things to do...
Your grandma looking up at Urban Dictionary words. There's a dirty Sanchez.
What's a Tyler?
Tyler?
There you go. We'll tell you our Urban Dictionary definitions for
okay.
Our names.
So, I'm Sean.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are...
Two guys...
One cup. No.
Two guys, a SingStar mic...
In
an empty room.
More or less. Oh, there's a bowl over there.
There's a bowl?
That's Cinnamon Graham's in it.
And a banister. Right, there we go.
There's a lot of paint, too.
Oh.
I like how this room is pink.
Two guys, a SingStar mic, and an empty room.
Do you like how it's pink?
Why is it pink up there?
It's not. It's just,
is
it's
just
white
everywhere?
In the light.
it's not that.
It's white with rose.
Is it staying like this?
Yeah. It's awesome.
Wow. Pink. Well, Urban Dictionary does bring up Tyler as... Oh, no, Sean. That one's Sean. As gay.
Hey.
Well, it does.
I know.
Alright, Sean...
You go first.
Alright, it's Tyler, he's going first. Originating from the movie Fight Club, Tyler is used to describe someone who is extremely sexy and badass. For example, oh my god, look at him, he's such a Tyler. Thank you.
So he's doing the first one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well this is a definition for me. From Urban Dictionary. Used to define huge sarcastic assholes that end up becoming amazingly sweet. Sean's know exactly how to piss you off and then 5 seconds later have you cracking up. Huge jerks, but gotta love them. An example. Dude, that kid is such a freaking Sean. Don't pull a Sean, just be nice. And stay in school.
Kids.
That wasn't on there. I was just being nice.
Yeah. We want to make sure. Right. Oh, we got a different Sean.
My name's spelled S-E-A-N, and these are spelled S-H-A-U-N, and that is Australian slang for an extremely large male reproductive organ.
His girlfriend loved his large Sean.
Penis.
But don't use that word, kids.
I don't think we should have this...
Yeah,
as a recurring theme is saying, don't use it, kids, because a lot of this shouldn't be listened to by kids.
No, we might have to file this under explicit.
Explicit.
But anyone who knows how to use iTunes can just go, date of birth.
Yeah, true.
1920.
1920? I always used to use 1988.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good one.
So, what are we actually going to talk about on this podcast?
Games, movies, TV. rip-off of Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. Rather lovingly called The Middle, right?
Yeah.
Ooh!
The unofficial sequel to Speed.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, Speed 2. No. The sequel to Speed.
The unofficial... Some Speed rip-off.
Have you ever seen Speed 2?
Yeah. That's not even...
That's on the end of the boat going...
Hasn't even got Neo... What's his... I don't even know his name.
Keanu Reeves.
That's the one. Hasn't even got Keanu Reeves in it.
Oh, no.
Who is actually, good segue, in my top five of movies.
You say segue.
Yeah, segue.
Kapow. I like segues.
I know. We'll try and throw in a few segues for you. Should we start? With,
What are we going to do first?
I reckon get people to know us a bit, so top five of games, movies, and TV.
Alright, that sounds good.
Have you got yours?
Yeah, you go first.
Alright, I'll go first.
What are we starting with,
Alright, well, do games first.
Yeah, put it in the same order.
Aw, oh, man. This is some...
This is some freaky shit, y'all!
We are not black.
Whoa!
But this is fluky.
How do you know? I could be.
Well...
I might be white on the outside. I have a dark black centre.
Yeah. Alright, anyway.
Is that racist?
Top five games. I'll go from five to one.
So will I. I'll just read it backwards.
Alright, number five. Halo 3. Everyone loves Halo.
It's true.
You love Halo?
Unless you're like a 12-year-old fan that's only ever played COD.
Yeah, or if you're an English person playing with Americans. Sorry if there's any Americans out there, but your accent is...
If there's any Americans out there. America's a big place.
If you can hear us.
If you can hear my voice. Go to the light.
There's been an apocalypse. If there's anyone out there, have you played Halo 3?
If there's been an apocalypse, surely all the Xboxes would be destroyed. And electricity would be scarce.
Alright, well, there hasn't been an apocalypse. At least not that we know of.
Yet.
Yeah. But if there is, make sure you save your Xbox and a generator.
Why do you like Halo 3 more than the other ones?
Eh, it's just fun. It's not the only multiplayer game I've got on here, but I don't play multiplayer.
No.
Usually, so, yeah, I suppose I've got to put it there for being the only multiplayer game I play.
For shits and giggles.
Yeah. Alright, shall I go through all of them? I'll go through all of them. Alright, number four for me, Splinter Cell Conviction.
Yeah.
Because we had some...
Many hours on that.
many late nights trying, yes. and failing.
It was just like two bloody co-op levels, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Once again, it's that Russian embassy, it was just like...
Then the DLC I bought, we played for one day, then I sold the game the next.
Yeah, but we got all the achievements for the DLC.
You did, I think.
No, you did as well. I didn't remember. I didn't buy the DLC. I just played around yours.
Apparently, I got it as well. Yeah. All right. Oh, no, and another good thing about Splinter Cell, you don't have to complete it on hard to get the achievement.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're in your English.
Oh man, good times. Good times.
That were good times. I struggled getting through that game.
Is this thing still on? All right, we're still on. Sorry.
God.
First time. I'm nervous. All right.
Don't be nervous. I'll guide you through this.
Number three, Portal.
Mm.
The first release with a orange box.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then onto arcade. Xbox Live Arcade. Maybe PlayStation. I don't know.
I don't think it got released on PSN. Did it?
No. Xbox for the win. Yeah. But I do like PlayStation.
Yeah.
Portal. Yeah.
For Creepy Gladys.
Just for Gladys. And the amazing song you get at the end of it.
Oh,
which?
Still Alive. That's a great song.
You can get it on Rock Band.
I know.
That's fun.
You should get the Halo theme on Rock Band.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Either that or Guitar Hero.
Well, you can get it on some music game that you strum plastic instruments to. Oh! Guitar Hero 3. I played it on that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So there you go. So
I was like, played what on what? The fuck you on about? Then I remembered what we were talking about.
Yeah, I played Guitar Hero on Halo.
I have a very, very short memory, it would seem.
Yeah, so we may skip between things. Alright. Number two for games. Borderlands.
Really?
Yeah,
fair enough.
Favourite. And?
It's not your favourite.
Well, it's not, because it's two. But really, these aren't in any specific order. It's just...
Fair enough.
I love all of these just as equally as each other.
Ah.
It's like Jesus, he loves everyone as equally, apparently. Yeah. Anyway, Borderlands. What's good about Borderlands? Shitload of guns.
I did like it when I had it, but like...
But not as many guns as they say.
No, not billions.
Not a bazillion.
Oh yeah, it was bazillion.
Yeah, bazillion.
They made up a number.
Yeah. That's why, they didn't want to be accurate.
Yeah.
It's got a bazillion. What's it? It's got a few hundred. Yeah, that's a bazillion.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. No.
It's more like the same gun, is just with added effects.
Yeah. Which...
They're good.
It was hilarious.
It's always fun shooting someone and then watching them melt.
And if we were 18 last year, we would have had...
A t-shirt.
Yeah, Borderlands t-shirt with one of the bandits shooting his brains out.
Yes.
With his fingers.
Yes.
But, you know.
That was at the expo, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's coming. That's to come. And also Ninja Assassin Claptrap, the end of Borderlands. And if you still got Borderlands, new DLC's coming out, which follows the Claptraps. The Claptrap.
Ninja Assassin Claptrap.
Did you not play it till the end?
I didn't.
At the end, Claptrap. he gets struck by lightning, I think, and then his eye goes red, and he comes up and pulls like some crazy kung fu move.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, anyway, next DLC is going to follow the Claptraps trying to take over.
Really?
So, yeah. And
you get to play as a Claptrap?
No.
Oh.
That would be fun.
Damn it.
Quite limited.
Yeah, obviously. No, unless you're the ninja one that I've only just found out about.
Yeah, the rest of them are suicide bombers, I think. Anyway, search it. We're not here to give you details. Number one.
Simply, no.
I was going to sing Simply the Best.
Ah.
It is.
You're simply the best. Bow, bow, bow. Better than all the rest. Okay, sorry, go on.
We may edit that.
No.
Okay, we'll leave it in.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, why not?
God.
Alright, Assassin's Creed 2.
Woo!
Good game.
It's also on my list.
Yeah! Different position.
Different.
All I can say is it's a different position. Don't want to give too much away. Alright. That's my number one, Assassin's Creed 2. That's because it's better than Assassin's Creed 1.
The only reason?
No. I like being an assassin. And just jumping up behind people and stabbing them in the back.
Which not I like doing.
What?
Rugby tackling people in the street.
That's an achievement for that. So you just had the whole being just run through streets and you've got like 10 Jews.
Oh. And also grabbing ladies and then like kneeing them in the tits. That was quite fun.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't like killing ladies.
No. Only in games.
Woohoo, it's better.
Play GTA, you can kill prostitutes.
That's true.
But don't do it outside of games.
Because games aren't real.
What?
Life.
No, I don't really know why I like Assassin's Creed 2 so much.
Yeah.
But I will tell you something, playing the opening half hour of Assassin's Creed 2, holy shit.
That is amazing.
That was, if you played the first one, haven't played the second one, get it.
Yeah.
Play it, complete it. And I got all the achievements.
So did I. One trophies.
Okay, well, yeah, new PlayStation, new Xbox.
Well, yeah. It's just I had the first one on PS3, so I was like, oh, I'll stick with it.
No, you had one of the PSP games, didn't you? Assassin's Creed PSP games.
No.
Did you not?
No. Paul had it.
And you were going to unlock something?
I borrowed it.
Did you unlock anything?
I did not. I forgot about that.
Oh, there you go. That's why you got it as well.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah, that is why I got it.
See?
Fuck!
And if you wanted to know, both of us got it special edition.
Yes, we did.
So we got a...
Both got our sad little statue.
Oh, yeah. Ezio, man.
Woo!
Or Desmond, as...
Oh, yes.
As you may know.
Desmond.
Desmond Miles.
We got Assassin's Creed 2.5 later this year.
Yeah, 2.5. Otherwise known as...
Ian got a fucking beta code for the multiplayer.
Cuckface.
I'm gonna go around there and play it.
So am I. Wow. Alright. Ian is someone you're probably never, the voice of which you'll never hear.
He probably will come on sometimes.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, alright. He can come on.
Yeah.
We'll let him. He can give us a song. Right. So, that's my top five.
Shall I go for games?
Go for it.
Okay. Number five.
Oh.
Uncharted 2, man.
Uncharted 2.
That game is probably like one of the only reasons to own a PlayStation.
Yeah.
The story, the graphics, is one of the best
you
games
you get blown away playing that thing.
It's like, man. The fights as well, just cover systems. All of it seems to work.
It's like playing a movie.
Yeah. It's,
but
it's,
not like playing Heavy Rain.
I reference it as bloody male Lara Croft. That's what I think Nathan Drake
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but it's not as gay as that sounds.
Oh, not as gay. You don't exactly watch his penis move up and down whilst he runs.
No, and there's no hacks or glitches to make him run around topless.
Oh, yes. Tomb Raider 3. Yeah. Good times.
Never done that one.
Yeah, I did.
Hope you had fun with that, Sean.
I did.
Yeah.
Many of ours...
Bounce. She bounced. I don't think they bounced, did they? It was kind of solid.
Mm. It was weird.
She definitely had implants.
Yeah.
Alright, more about Uncharted 2?
What about it? Come on.
Go buy it.
Exactly. If you haven't played it, get a PlayStation and buy it.
You don't really need to have played the first one.
No, not really.
I didn't.
There's no tie-in.
Huh?
Apart from, what's her face, the blonde chick.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. Elena?
No, it works well as a standalone.
Yeah. You don't need to have played the first one.
It has got multiplayer, but...
I've never played that.
I've done it for a bit.
It didn't seem all too good.
If you're in for the multiplayer, Halo, Gears...
Yeah.
Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
But...
To the slightest, Modern Warfare.
But as you might probably find out...
Ty doesn't like...
No, I don't like any Call of Duty game.
You had World at War. You enjoyed Nazi Zombies, didn't you?
Oh, apart from Nazi Zombies.
Nazi Zombies was good.
And I did actually play and complete Call of Duty 2.
Yeah.
But Modern Warfare series, never
it's not
owned.
That good.
No.
They're overhyped. I brought Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, I did play a little bit around yours, but that was one of the special.
It's alright, but it's like, the story's really short.
Yeah.
And it's not all that good, to be honest.
I suppose me and Sean got the same thing. We prefer a good story in a game rather over multiplayer.
Yeah. Which leads me on to number four, Tyler.
Oh.
Legend of Zelda! Yeah. Ocarina of Time!
I can think of a good segue here, but I won't.
What?
Orchestral Zelda?
Orchestral, That's Scott Pilgrim, Tyler!
Yeah!
But later.
Yes. We'll leave that to later.
No, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Never played it.
Have you never... Need a moment of silence here. Have you honestly never played that?
No.
It's like, I'd say it's probably the best Zelda game.
What's it on?
N64.
Yeah.
You can't.
Just for reference, I only ever owned a PS2, PS3,
right.
And Xbox 360.
I was gonna say, you can't disband an N64. It had GoldenEye, Perfect Dark.
No, I know.
Good games.
Oh, apparently they're... Well, not apparently, they are remaking GoldenEye.
Really? Oh, no, they are on it for the Wii.
Yeah, for the Wii.
They're changing it from Pierce Brosnan's character to bloody Daniel Craig.
Yeah, which is alright.
Yeah.
He's a good Bond.
True.
But, if we carry on, you'll probably never hear us talk about the next Bond movie, because MGM will go and bust.
Exactly.
Which is
poor
bollocks.
Old MGM.
Alright, you want to...
They got that new bloody Bond game, though, coming out, haven't they?
Oh.
What's it called?
I don't know, but I'll search it, put it on this for later.
Alright.
Alright, talk about Zelda. I'll do
Zelda?
This.
Oh, I still can't believe you haven't played that, man. It's just like, the temples are challenging, the boss fights are cool. Albeit a bit easy nowadays, but, you know, that's like three hits or something and they're dead, and it's like, whoa.
So bosses?
Yeah.
Huh.
Probably not three hits, but like, you get them down to where you can actually hurt them three times and they're dead usually. Which is annoying, but like, and there's... The only thing that pisses me off about Ocarina of Time, in the water temple, and I think the forest temple, there's two, if you fuck up on one of these bits, it glitches the game and you can't restart it. Like, usually you leave a temple and it comes back and the things you've done are like reset.
Yeah.
There's this one place in the water temple where if you push a block fully to the end, locked in place, and you can't get it back out, and you need to go into, and you can't do that before you go into that
and
area.
And you can't.
And you can't get it back out, so you have to restart the game.
Restart the whole game?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's the only annoying thing I can find at Ocarina.
Is it a long
apart
game?
From that, yeah, it's a long.
Oh, okay. Then,
but the story's good.
If any of you are thinking of going back and playing Ocarina of Time, don't do that.
I did that.
How many times?
No, I mean, I recently started playing again, got to the water temple, I was like, fuck, no!
Oh, is that on your Pikachu N64?
That is on my Pikachu N64, Tyler.
Nice.
My awesome Pikachu N64 with Pokemon Snap. That's what it came with.
I found this Bond game.
A game, Tyler, where you take pictures of Pokemon.
Hey, I know another game about that, based on an awesome TV series.
What?
Lost.
Oh, God, yeah.
Of which I never played. And
I did.
Probably. It was probably a good thing.
It was a good thing.
Yeah.
Number three! Assassin's Creed 2.
Oh, yeah.
Don't really need to go into that, because Tyler already did, but basically the story
is awesome.
The upgrades with weapons and things you can do from Assassin's Creed.
Got the upgrades, yeah.
The double, what's they called?
Hidden blades,
a double hidden blade, takedowns, oh
yeah,
man, everything
Assassin's
about that
Creed
game.
One hidden blade. Assassin's Creed 2 hidden blades. Game. Can you see a pattern?
Assassin's Creed 2.5.
Two and a half
hidden blades. Assassin's Creed 3, you'll have one shooting out your beard.
Oh yeah, we'll see. who knows what these crazy games are.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 2. Hopefully Assassin's Creed 2.5 will be just as good.
We keep referring it to 2.5 because we don't think it's a proper sequel.
They say it is, but...
No. I mean, I wanted to carry on with the...
It's Ezio's story.
Yeah, they carry on with Ezio's story mainly, but they do carry on with Desmond. Mm. But they're not naming it Assassin's Creed 3, and it's in the same setting as the second one, so 2.5.
Well, surely they'll be in the back of that van at the end of Assassin's Creed. Spoiler alert! At the end of Assassin's Creed 2, when you come out of the Animus and you get your hidden blade and take down the
Yeah.
And you get put in the back of the van with the Animus.
I kind of want Assassin's Creed 3 to be completely out of the Animus. Get rid of it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Or just bits it. No, but you know when they... Another spoiler, do you know in Assassin's Creed 2 where you were just walking down that corridor and you started merging into Altair's world?
You got
that bit was fucking badass. That was like, oh man, what's going on?
I know.
It was like, oh.
And then you went
dude.
And had sex with some woman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Alright.
Apart from that.
Yeah. More news on Brotherhood when we get it.
Yes.
Or when we can be bothered to talk about it.
Number two.
Which I'm struggling to see why I chose it.
Really? Halo Combat Evolved, the first Halo game.
Never owned an original Xbox.
Did you not?
No.
You never.
I played the last level around yours.
Damn.
I think. Do you drive?
Yeah.
There we go.
That driving level was intense. I love that level.
Yeah.
It's like one of the best ending levels of a game.
Thing is, they have become a bit repetitive. Don't you do that at the end of every Halo
game?
Every
single one. The end of ODST was pretty much the same, wasn't it? You're driving down that highway, on your
you are, yeah.
That
but there is a big fight.
There is a big fight, and that fight's fucking annoying.
Yeah, they do seem to like putting their driving in at the end.
I'll give you that though. The end of Halo 3 was awesome.
Yeah, just because added
Master
huge
Chief.
Jump.
No. Yeah, no. But Combat Evolved, I just love that game.
Yeah.
I do love Halo 2 and 3, but. I can't remember if it did, but I didn't have multiplayer on the old Xbox.
I think they only
Halo 2 did.
Yeah, Halo 2 definitely did. Halo 1 might have done.
I think they had local connection, so your mates could come around and play it, but
okay.
I don't think it had.
Well, see, there you go. Earlier, Halo game focused more on the single player.
Yeah. No,
for the win.
Can't wait for Reach, Tyler.
Oh.
How many 12 days till Reach comes
12
out.
12 days till Reach. Midnight launch.
Yeah, we're going.
We're going.
Ian's getting the new Xbox, and we're coming round here or
his. We're going to a house with a big TV and Halo all morning,
all night. Well, we have to go and get our copies of the legendary one. That's right, even more statues, guys.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Rawr. Statues. be really funny if, like, the whole of Halo Reach is just shit.
It would just... The game would be terrible, but we'd just have a statue. We'd just be... Now that's cool.
Noble Team, they're cool. But yeah. The game, that was just awful. Bungie, what the fuck were you thinking?
No wonder they handed it over to 343.
I hope it doesn't end, like, with Modern Warfare 2 hype.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 2.
I do reckon it's not going to live up to the hype.
I don't know, they
say... It is being hyped up so much.
They say it's the best Halo game.
Which, I can see that. There hasn't been much on the single player.
I'm pretty happy about the, the matchmaking campaign stuff.
Matchmaking campaign?
You can matchmake on campaign, so you don't have just to have four friends.
Yeah, I prefer playing with friends. It's
no,
I know,
but if you want to get the achievements, yeah, you've got mates online, you can just join a match.
Yeah, well, me, you and Ian will have it, so...
Yeah, then we can just get one extra man.
Yeah.
Matchmaking.
Whoa!
Yes! Anyway, number one game, Tyler. I believe you might have predicted this.
Yeah. I saw this coming.
Good. Because I love this game. What is it? Everyone should love this game. Final Fantasy VII, Tyler. Have you ever played that? I don't think you have you?
No, I did.
Oh, did you?
I did. But the second disc didn't work.
Oh.
So I completed the first disc.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't know how it ends.
Disc 2 out of 3.
I think it's one of the few things I can remember... Is that little mage geezer with the hat, with the pointy hat?
No. You're thinking about Final Fantasy IX.
Oh, man.
You're thinking about Vivi.
Really?
The guy with the little yellow eyes.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking about Vivi.
Sorry, I'm
blasphemy!
I'm skipping ahead.
God,
all right, so I need to talk about Seven. You've definitely played it.
I have, and I've completed it, six, seven times, probably. And I never get bored of that story. Oh, it's just perfect. Yeah, I always level my characters all the way up as well.
Yeah.
Level 99 all the way. Always going to fight Ruby
Didn't you say there was a bit... Was it the end of the first or second disc where you could just, camp out and fight a bunch of geezers? It was, a bit where you walked into...
I can't remember. It wasn't the end of the first disc. It's when you go to... Shit, what was it called? Junon. I think that's the name of that town. I can't remember.
There you go, Junon.
You go there in the Mithril Caves.
Play it again.
Yeah, you go in the Mithril Caves... You go in there, go down the vines, go in the back room, and there's this big, flamethrower monster thing. You get quite a lot of experience from that. And it's a really good way to get your limit breaks off as well.
You heard it here first, people?
Probably not.
No, it's go on any forum, they'll tell
exactly.
you.
Exactly, but no, that's just... I love that game. I never get bored of that.
No.
I've brought it 4 times, I think. I have it on my PSN now.
Really?
Because the discs kept getting really scratched, so I kept having to find it.
Oh, okay.
And buy it. The last one I brought was off eBay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, a bit obsessive there.
Yep, but now I have it on PSN, Tyler.
Well, I did buy Portal twice.
Exactly. Be obsessive there. Except, yeah, right. It's not 4 times, I'll give you that.
No, it's not 4. Alright.
On to what
so
now?
So that's your top 5. Movies?
Movies!
Alright. Technical issues. No, we're alright.
We're fine.
Okay. Number five for me.
Number five for you.
Resident Evil. Yeah, I'll go for the first one.
Yes.
First one. It's a terrible film.
Yeah.
Really, it is.
It's pretty bad.
How many game to movie adaptations are there that are good and contain zombies?
I'm still waiting for Left 4 Dead.
Okay. Well. The unofficial Left 4 Dead movie.
Oh, really?
What was that one?
I can't remember. Zombieland.
Zombieland. There we go.
Of course. I thought you meant there was an actual unofficial Left 4 Dead movie.
Oh, no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
Fuck no, please don't be.
No, apart from those voiceover ones on the internet.
Yay.
No, but Resident Evil, Mila Jovovich is hot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
especially in Fifth Element.
Has that got Bruce Willis in it?
I think so.
That's old, I haven't seen that one either. I want to.
No, yeah, it is. Bruce Willis. Do you know they're remaking fucking Total Recall?
Never saw that.
Really? It's a crappy Arnold Schwarzenegger film, Tyler.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger coming back?
No, probably not.
Oh, he died then, didn't he?
Leave it!
Yeah, they should just leave some things alone.
Yes.
Alright, so Resident Evil, because she's hot and it's got zombies. And there's not many Oh, hang on. You can't see this, but we're getting... Yeah. Whoa. Oh. We're getting pretty nice pictures of Mila Jovovich in Fifth Element here.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
I like this movie. It's not great, and the story is confusing.
Yeah, but then...
Okay, well, Odin was a shit film, but...
Okay.
It's alright.
It just... These shit films, it just fulfills what we want in a film. It's just...
Yeah.
There's never going to be a good film about some woman who kicks zombies ass.
True.
And is as hot as she is.
That's true.
So, number four?
Number four.
I think I'm going to have to say the first one again for this. This is The Matrix.
Oh, obviously. You can't say the second or third. Ugh. Well, blasphemy.
There's one thing I love about the second one.
What?
And it's not the sex scene. The giant fight scene.
What one? The one on the highway?
No.
Good, because that one's shit.
The one in the courtyard bit where there's about 10,000 Smiths.
The bit with the bouncy pole?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but we've moved on in special effects since then. Well, that was a fun thing to watch.
It was alright.
No, so the first one, insane storyline. And Keanu Reeves, he just kicks ass.
True.
In that film.
He is the one.
Yeah, obviously.
In that film.
Yeah. He's not the one and only. He's just the one. In The Matrix. Alright, number three. We're getting a bit more recent here.
Are we?
The Dark Knight.
Oh, that's the same place as mine.
Hey!
You might as well both talk about this.
Alright, we'll both talk about Dark Knight. Dark Knight is... It's Batman.
It's
a good Batman film.
Well, yeah, following Batman Begins as well.
Yeah, Batman Begins. That was good.
It's
good. Batman is a ninja. Alright.
Yeah.
Never read the comics. Maybe he was. Okay, so Joker, Jesus,
Heath Ledger,
rest in peace.
Yeah.
Great.
His performance in that film, though. You can't even tell it's him, to be honest.
No, you can't. I mean, yeah, he's wearing makeup.
Yeah, I know, but like his voice is...
But that's a mental act.
He's creepy.
Yeah.
He's creepy.
Well, there are rumours that he died of drugs and stuff. So
I know.
So maybe that's why he was a bit mental. You never know.
But no, the whole of this movie.
It's
just amazing.
So 2.5 hours long?
Something like that.
Every moment.
You never get bored.
No. Even if you don't like...
Comic book.
No, who plays Batman?
Christian Bale.
Yeah, even if you don't like Christian Bale because he shouts at cameramen. see it.
I could not like Christian Bale.
Go out. Buy Batman Begins and Dark Knight on Blu-ray. If you don't have a Blu-ray player, buy a PlayStation 3. Just
or a Blu-ray player, whatever one's cheaper.
Yeah. No. Just spend as much money on these as you can.
Exactly, yes.
They deserve it, and I want a third one.
Well, there is going to be a third one.
There is. Oh.
Trilogy.
Who is it?
Christopher Nolan.
No.
Who?
Who's in the third one?
I don't know.
They announced this.
Did they?
Yes.
When?
Just say some names. Harley Quinn. Is she? No. No.
Catwoman.
We'll edit this. No, I don't know. They've announced some stuff for that.
Some stuff, alright.
And if you want to know more about Christopher Nolan, he's doing a Superman movie.
I know.
You knew.
Everyone knows that.
I didn't know this till quite recently.
No.
But Batman with Begins and Dark Knight. Two of the, probably the only good, some of the only good comic to film things.
Iron Man's good.
Because we're going to get onto more comic to film topics later.
Iron Man's good, Tyler.
Yeah.
Not as good as The Dark Knight.
No.
Or Batman Begins, but it's good.
The Dark Knight, even if you're not a comic book or a Batman.
You don't have to be.
It's a great film.
It's drama, thriller,
it's
everything.
It's just,
oh man, it's just such
that bit in the factory.
I'm not going to kill you if you don't like it, but...
Well,
I mean,
if we get your address.
No, we
won't. Okay.
Not everyone likes The Dark Knight.
No. I was going to say something, but we'll just leave it at that. No, the scene in the factory with the oil drums is actually quite sad.
It is sad.
You might know what we're talking about, you might not.
But if you don't,
then
you should watch it.
Buy it now.
Because it is an amazing
Amazon
film. Or HMV.
HMB.
That makes me. Waterstones. I'm joking.
Waterstones? They sell films now.
If you live in Wenner Garden City, you go to Game Station in town, you get it on Blu-ray for £8.
Whee!
Yay!
Little plug there for your Game Station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Alright. Alright, my top two.
Top two, is it?
There are two films that both.
Recently.
Number two came out this year.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. Did it?
I'm pretty sure it was last year.
They've all come out with.
It was December, I think.
Oh, okay. Alright. Well, they've all come out within about a year. Both comic book. My top three, in that fact, have been comic book to film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't read any comics. But I don't want to start doing that. Is number two? It's Kick-Ass.
Yay!
Hey. Chloe Moretz, or whatever your name is.
We salute you.
Yes.
Ah.
If you were just
awesome
a few
girl.
Years older.
Oh, Tyler.
No, sorry. Bit
a few years, she's still 13. She's still only 14 if you put a few years on, Tyler. That's just disgusting.
All right. 5 years. There we go.
Okay. Whatever.
Well, once we're both over, Ethan. No, alright, I'm kidding.
Oh.
She is awesome in that film.
She is.
So is Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, probably one of the best performances I've ever seen him give. It was
that man can just do anything.
Yeah. I like him.
He puts his heart and soul into everything he does. Really,
but sometimes he's a bit samey.
Yeah, National Treasure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't really like Ghost Rider either.
No, but I just think that was a bad film.
I suppose.
Not necessarily
him.
It was
a Bad Lieutenant.
No.
That's a good. You should watch that. Nicolas Cage at his craziest.
Is it?
It's a good film. You should watch that.
No, he plays good crazy people.
He does.
Alright, we won't talk about that anymore. Because, again, go see it. Scott Pilgrim.
That's in my list.
It's not number one.
No, it's number four.
Why is it not number one?
Because I love my number one, two, and three.
So do I.
Yeah.
But, no, like I said, these top five aren't really in any particular order. But
no.
Scott Pilgrim at the moment is just right up there.
you're just living off the high, aren't we?
Oh.
We have not stopped talking about that.
I've only seen it the once.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yes. Anyway, it's so good. It's got every game, like...
reference you could want. Done cleverly as well by Edgar Wright.
In that film, Edgar Wright, you're a god.
He is a god.
Oh,
a comedy spoofing god.
Him and Christopher Nolan right up there.
Yes.
Man. So...
It's the fight scenes in that as well, though.
No.
Everything
about
that
film. It's like watching an old school game, because...
It is.
It's just... Boss battle, boss battle, boss battle.
Like
final
the game
boss
as
battle.
Well. Like the game as well.
Yeah, and
that
game.
Is a proper old school game.
Old school and very, very
and Tyler
hard.
Tyler didn't realise it would be hard.
No, I've...
I don't think he's ever played Streets of Rage.
No, right. No. Yeah, don't put it on normal difficulty.
Or hard, for that matter.
Or hard.
Well, you can if you want a very challenging game.
Yeah, or if you're just awesome at games.
But no, it is really good. I still like that game and the movie. And the comic books, have you read them yet?
First one.
The first one you've read.
Yeah.
But, like, that is, like, one of the best adaptations ever. Because if you tried to do everything in the comic, it wouldn't work as a movie.
I mean, it is aimed towards quite a niche...
It is, yeah.
...group of people.
The thing is, though,
probably why
that,
it hasn't done that well in the box
Edgar
office.
Edgar Wright loved it, because there's a lot of love went into making that film.
Yeah.
And all the cast must
And come on, Ramona Flowers.
Ramona Flowers, played by, what's her name? Mary Elizabeth Winstead, or whatever.
Yeah.
I remembered.
Hey,
woo!
High five. Which you can't see.
Oh, man.
Oh,
God,
no, it's
damn.
Such a good film.
She is hot in
She's
that film.
She's so hot. She's hotter in that film than she is in...
Die Hard 4.
Die Hard 4? Yeah, she was
and
in
Step
there.
Up, no, was it Step Up 2?
Oh, she wasn't in Step Up, was she?
I think she was in the dance film. I can't remember which one, but she was in the dance film.
Yeah, but don't see them.
No, they're good.
If you want it.
The dance scenes in their movies, I like the dance scenes. It's the bad acting in the stories that are always the
okay,
same.
Okay, if you just want to see Mary Elizabeth Winstead in a film, see Scott
see
Pilgrim.
See Scott Pilgrim, definitely.
And even if you don't like video games and all that, it
if you want to see some of the best fight scenes ever.
Yeah.
And if you want to see Scott Pilgrim gain the power of love, if you want to see that.
Yeah. And self-respect.
And self-respect.
And some awesome music.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's terrible, but it's awesome.
That music.
Yeah. Go.
We are sex bubbles.
And if you like it, go buy the soundtrack and score.
And the comics.
And the comics.
The comics are definitely worth reading.
And the t-shirt.
And
there
the
t-shirts.
T-shirts. Yes.
Oh.
Good
segue. Website.
Forbidden Planet.
Forbidden Planet.
.com.
Maybe it's .com. Might be .co.uk.
Is it?
It is UK based.
I just typed in .com and it automatically changed it for me. So.
Oh, whatever.
Just whatever.
Google Forbidden Planet.
Yeah.
Some great game and film related
merch.
Swag and merch.
Swag. There
yeah,
we go.
Swag.
I forgot that word.
Everyone loves a bit of swag.
Bit of swag. No, right. But seriously, the thing about Scott Pilgrim though, the comics are amazing. The movie's amazing. And the thing is, Edgar Wright done the best adaptation from a comic I've seen. Apart from Kick-Ass.
You've only... Yeah, oh no, he didn't do Kick-Ass.
No, I know he didn't do Kick-Ass, but...
No, the game... No.
Matthew
the,
Vaughn did
the comic,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
The game and the... No, wait, not the game. The comic and the film differ.
Yeah.
They're set in the same universe,
they
same characters,
yeah.
Follow the roughly the same plot.
Still get your subspace, you get your subspace highways.
Oh, subspace highways, yeah.
And you still get, like, most of the lines out of the comic book.
He's just...
In there.
He's just put it in a blender and got it in
that,
a good order.
Yeah, the bits that, like, people are like, oh, the comics are better. It's like, the bits that they're talking about probably wouldn't even work in the film.
No.
Which
exactly.
is, like, and what you wanted, because the first 20 minutes are a bit slow.
Yeah.
And as soon as you get to that battle with Matthew Patel, and his song is slick.
That guy is so gay.
I know.
And his hips the chicks.
Pilgrim. Oh man, that.
And
that movie.
Be a vegan. It's good for you.
It is. It's very good for you.
We're not going to tell you why. Alright. That's my top five.
Okay.
Top five movies.
Right. Top five movies. For me.
Oh, I'm loving this number five.
Number five. Dun, 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 dun. Give me a fanfare. V for Vendetta, man.
Woo!
I love that film.
It's good. It's...
It
wasn't... I don't remember ever seeing it at the cinema.
Don't you?
No.
I don't think I was old enough to see it at the cinema, to be honest.
Probably weren't.
No.
But it's a few years old now.
Yeah.
And who the hell plays V?
Hugo Weaving.
Really?
Yeah, Hugo Weaving.
Let's see who this guy is. Sean, you talk
about
it.
Who he is.
You talk about it for a minute.
Well, okay, V for Vendetta, or I just... That movie. It's awesome. I can't... I just don't know what it is. It's the way V talks. Do you know that first opening scene where you see V?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's Mr. Anderson.
It's Mr. Smith.
Yeah, it's Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith is V.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Right, did you not know that?
I want to talk about... No.
No.
Shit.
No, but like...
Oh, it's...
Yeah. I love, do you know when you first meet V, and he does that line, he does all them lines, curiously, I can't remember it, but I love
it's
that.
It's like he's spouting poetry.
Every time I watch that, I get shivers, I'm like, oh.
And then he just pulls out his knife and starts slicing people.
And the end of that as well, where he's like, yeah, I'll kill you all before you reload and stuff. And just, that whole fight.
It's got some great action, but it's
fight
also...
Fight scenes,
just
and the acting's good as well.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman.
Ooh. Yeah,
she looks hot bald, I think.
She does. I don't know how she does
she
it.
She looks like Jack from Mass Effect 2.
Minus the tattoos. Yeah.
Minus the tattoos. And the sex craving.
Eh?
What?
Oh, she's a bit horny in that game.
Yeah.
No, but just the whole, like...
I just remembered a video I watched the other day. Shepard. It was on his Sanity Not Included on Machinima.
Right.
There was just this bit with like Jack Shepard just looking like really horny and just like zooming in and out. Oh, it was making me piss myself watching that. Anyway, V for Vendetta. Yeah.
The whole thing, like what the future could be.
Yeah.
It's
creepy.
Yeah. It's almost realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, set.
It's like another take on 1984.
That's George Orwell.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's a modern day take on 1984, which haven't read all of the book. Read a bit of it at school.
Mm.
It was good.
Yeah,
from what I read.
I started watching the 1984 movie.
They done the movie.
That was pretty bad. I had to turn it off.
Was it? All right. If you've seen 1984, the movie, and go and see V for Vendetta instead.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Okay, number four. Don't really need to talk about this, but Scott Pilgrim versus the World here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That film, for me, once again,
I posted this on Twitter.
It's awesome.
We'll give you Twitter addresses later.
Yeah.
But when I got back from seeing it, what was it?
You want to move to Canada?
No. Well, yes, I do want to move to Canada, because that's
just
what
want
I...
To meet, what, you want to meet someone and then defeat their 7 evil ex-boyfriends?
Yep.
Exes, my bad.
Yeah, no, not ex-boyfriends. No, no. No, it was an orgy of everything I want in life.
Oh, yes.
Ramona Flowers, Powers, Canada.
I thought you were just going to do a little shitty rhyme then. Ramona Flowers, Powers. Beating up.
Subspace.
Something.
Subspace Highway.
MC Tyler, go.
No.
No, but still. Scott Pilgrim, definitely one of the best films I've seen this year.
Get more money for
them.
See it.
Best film I've seen this year.
I can't remember what I said.
Mostly followed by Toy Story 3.
Oh. It's a sad film.
Number 3. Dark Knight.
Again.
Yeah, number 3.
Go buy it.
What can
we
say?
Okay,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Number 2. Toy Story. I love that
film. I have so much respect for this film.
He's got everything you want. Animation.
Yeah. Animation's not great.
No, I know. They progress through the years, don't they? Toy Story, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
Animation always gets better.
Yeah.
But you still get the same amount of love put into the film.
Yeah.
Because Toy Story 3, I love that. Toy Story...
Was it Pixar that makes that?
Yeah.
That is their pride...
Pride and joy.
Yeah, pride and joy. Prized possession. They
Toy
just,
Story, though.
They love it.
I love that
film. And they put everything into that.
I must
there.
Have seen that...
Probably
over 100 times.
Well, first Toy Story...
Since it's been out.
You had a Buzz and Woody.
I have them on my floor.
You still got them.
I have Buzz and Woody.
There we go, guys. He's
the proper old toys as well.
Yeah, not the shitty remake ones they've done.
No. Have you seen them Woody ones?
They just look creepy.
They're fucking creepy, aren't they?
They're like plushie dolls. They're not...
Oh, my...
Yeah, well, your Woody isn't as it is in the film.
Oh, no.
Because they're, like, meant to be vintage toys in there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just saw something on Sean's computer of the woman throwing a cat into a bin. You haven't seen that. That was news, I think I saw that.
Yeah, it was news.
Oh, that's one of the few things I've seen on the news.
I don't watch the news.
No, not as well, but I saw that.
Yeah.
Alright, number one.
Toy Story Steel, though. Anyway, everyone should watch that film.
Yeah.
It's not just a kids' film.
No, it's not.
It's for adults.
I rewatched the first two recently.
I love ham. I don't know. Ham and
you
potato
want
head.
Dr. Pork.
Yeah, ham and potato head are like my
that,
favorite.
Oh, that characters. Opening scene in Toy Story 3.
That's epic.
Are we saying, he's saying Toy Story as in the trilogy?
I am, yes.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I'm allowed that.
But that opening scene of being in Toy Story 3.
It's just
with
amazing.
That trade, it's, and then afterwards where it comes out to the camera and then that bit. Oh, that gets your emotions going.
Yeah, it does. Jesus. Anyway, number one, guys.
First in the Cornetto trilogy.
It is in the Cornetto. Yeah, it is the first in the Cornetto trilogy.
Put your guesses in and send your answers to. Don't send your answers in.
We'll pause it till next time. Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh.
Go Simon Pegg.
Edgar Wright again.
Yes, it was.
You only just found that out because of the Scott Pilgrim trailer, didn't you?
Edgar Wright, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Hot Fuzz.
Shaun of the Dead.
Ah.
And you only just recently found out from me that Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz are part of a trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. Cornetto trilogy,
guys. They don't follow each other.
No.
No.
But Cornettos follow each other.
Yes.
In that film. Both in films. But
Shaun of the Dead. Cornettos everywhere they go.
Shaun of the Dead. People try and spoof zombie movies.
And fail.
And they fail. But this one just...
There was that...
knocked it out of the park.
There was that recent one.
What's it called?
Vampires Suck, I think.
Fuck off.
I haven't seen it.
Why would you want to?
No, but we're just talking zombie spoofs. That's not zombie spoofs, that's
not
vampire.
Vampires. But don't bring up Vampires Suck, man.
It's even in the title and I got that wrong.
Disaster movie. Sucked ass. Epic movie. Sucked balls.
All these...
Vampires sucks.
Yeah.
Just sucks. It's just...
All of these new...
They just put stuff in for the sake of putting stuff in.
Yeah.
And it's always pop culture references.
Which, by the way, Scott Pilgrim is full of, but it doesn't well.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
It's Edgar Wright. To be honest, I like everything that guy has done.
Yeah. He can do a spoof movie.
Yeah.
Which is also...
He's doing the Marvel adaptation of Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. Oh, my God. Like, that guy...
Oh,
he can
dude.
He can make a good spoof.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead, though. I love that.
Let's talk about it.
Acting.
That's
good.
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg, true.
I love
Nick
that guy.
Frost. They make a good duo. They're not in enough films together.
No. But it is good they aren't doing films separately, otherwise they'd become as...
Oh,
like,
no, I know they'd be known as a duo.
Yeah.
But that was from their space days. They were already sort of...
Yeah, movie. Spaced. Which I never saw.
Didn't you?
I wanna...
I think it's on 4D at the moment.
Is it?
I think they're all still up.
Oh, now. Excellent. Alright, there you go.
Yeah.
4D, go and watch it.
But yes, number five, number one. Shaun of the Dead. There we go.
It's got zombies. It's got great acting.
Tyler likes zombies, by the way. Tyler wants the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. You'll get this.
He had a plan. Yeah, okay, I have a plan too, but...
Yeah.
He talks about it.
I'm also reading Zombie Survival Guide.
Zombie? Remember you're a zombie. Remember you're a zombie. Zombies got into the Womble home. Oh, my God.
There we go. Sean's going off on stuff I don't know about.
You know the Wombles.
Yeah, I know of the Wombles.
And then Zombles. You brought that up.
Only by mistake. I can't talk properly today. No, I'm reading Zombie Survival Guide.
You gotta let me borrow that when you finish.
By some guy who does great zombie books.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. It's not really a novel. It's just, it is a guide.
Yeah, it is.
But completely made up. But I want it to all be real. Because it's hilarious.
Tyler loves zombies.
Yeah. But not in the perverse
Tyler
way.
Can't wait for Dead Rising 2.
No, I never liked the first one.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It's just too... The AI was stupid and...
Yeah.
Got boring quickly. The Shaun of the Dead. It's got zombies. That's all we know now. That's all they know.
That's all they know.
It's great comedy.
Yep. It's funny.
It's got fences.
It's got
the
fences.
The fence scene. That's good. They do some good
they
stuff together.
They set their sights on something, they nail it.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
I think it's time for TV.
TV, definitely.
What's on TV? None of this at the moment. Yeah, we're still going. Whoa. Well, we're hitting up to an hour.
Yay!
You're probably bored of us by now.
Nah.
And have unsubscribed already.
How can they do that? It's podcast zero.
Yeah.
It's not even begun yet.
Hopefully this is on iTunes. If you listen to us for iTunes, thank you.
Right. Television.
Television.
Number five.
Have we got the same for this? We've got the same for this. So,
Futurama. I'm so happy that came back.
Yes.
Ah.
Love it. I'm now watching it week by week.
Me too.
I never used to. It's just,
Wait for it.
Whatever channels I'd go on.
Where is it? Good news, everyone. Futurama.
Alright, we're getting some news about it.
Oh, no, this is just the website.
Okay.
It's Futurama. You can watch all the episodes.
Which, it'd be nice if you went and bought them. But this is a
place. I have them all.
Yeah, there we go. Sean has them all, but if you really want to go and watch them, and you're desperate and you're poor...
Well, these aren't being broadcast in the UK yet, are they?
Aren't they?
Not yet.
I thought it was being broadcast on Comedy Central.
Not yet, no.
Okay, well, we've seen them.
Yes. And the new series is
sorry,
just
government,
as funny.
But we will pay you. Or we will buy them when they come out.
The new series is just as good as
it's,
the old ones.
It's better.
It's not lost. It has not lost its touch.
No, but the first... I think the first episode is...
With the clones.
I was a bit unsure, but, man, oh, that was so good.
Yeah. Oh, man, Futurama.
All of them.
It's an awesome comedy sci-fi series.
It is.
It's picked up where Simpsons has sort of gone...
Yeah. I mean, some of them are funny, but they...
They've lost their touch, really.
They're using too many pop culture references and stuff, which they don't use very well.
No.
But Matt, whatever his face is... Why has he chosen that name?
Mm-hmm.
Anywho... it's sci-fi, it's comedy, It's just awesome.
And we love sci-fi.
Yeah, we love sci-fi. You probably guessed.
And games and movies.
And games. Science fiction games. No. Number four?
Number four. What's number your number four?
Well, put a two in front of that four. What do you get? Oh, come on. Your maths isn't that bad. It's 24.
24, obviously. 24. Yes.
Which, so sad.
Yeah.
I'm so sad. It's finished.
Yeah. We're getting a movie, aren't we?
What, we should be.
Movie.
Let's see if we've got any news.
Movie.
Hey, 24. 8 days worth. A couple of half movies. Could say begin the season seven. That's... it's good. Some people find it a bit slow, but now you stick with it, you get some good.
It's some always good buying a series and just watching it.
Yeah.
In a day, you start one time in the afternoon or whatever. And you just go 24 hours straight through, just like.
No, perhaps not 24 hours.
I would.
As I've already said to some people, each episode is only 45 minutes.
Oh yeah, I suppose. But
you don't get adverts on DVDs. So, some people don't like it. There was actually, let's see if I can get it. There's a picture on Google, I don't know what it was called, but it had day one, Jack Bauer in a car, and a picture of him, and it just had that every single day.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Each season can get a bit long, but you stick with it, you get some awesome action, you get some awesome drama.
Yep.
You get Alicia Cuthbert.
Mm-hmm.
Even what's her face? Jack's friend, the woman that on the computers.
What's Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe O'Brien.
What was her
name? She's actually alright.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Well. But enough about hot women and awesome explosions.
What's number three, Tyler?
Number three, actually. I said no more hot women and awesome explosions. But number three is Chuck.
Chuck.
I love Chuck.
I love Chuck.
The show.
Oh, I love Chuck.
Wow.
He is sexy.
What can we say about Chuck?
Work it. Yeah, baby. What?
That's going to be season three.
I'm flashing. Season four.
Is it season four next? Yeah.
Season four.
When does this start? Do we know?
I don't know.
We don't.
But Chuck, next year.
It's
geeky.
It's very geeky.
It's awesome.
It's the ultimate action film or TV series.
Yeah, that's true. It is amazing.
You could have it as a film. Every episode together. It'd be longer than the Lord
of any series.
Be longer than the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh yes.
Just about.
Just about, yeah.
Jesus. No, it's hilariously funny.
Yes.
The guy who plays Chuck. He's a great actor.
He is.
See? Bit in the latest series where he goes undercover. And goes undercover as that guy and starts pulling teeth.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because he does what he does and he does it well. So I'm just going to tell you everyone to watch everything I put on these lists.
And Sarah. And and Chuck's sister.
Oh no, what's the guy?
And the Chinese girl.
I know we're talking about girls now. Yeah, it's got hot women in it, so.
Chinese as in knives chow, but.
For nothing else, just go and watch it for them.
True.
But what's the
chow knives?
The guy in it.
What guy?
He was in Firefly.
Oh, him. The Baldwin man.
Baldwin. Adam?
Adam.
Yeah, Adam Baldwin. He's hilarious.
He is.
He always plays the same. He's
playing Casey.
Yeah. He's always kind of the same person, you know, just hard ass.
It's true, yeah. No, but man, Chuck is awesome.
But having him in a series just makes it that little bit better.
Yes.
And Chuck's friend in that.
Morgan.
Jeez, what's happened to my memory today?
I haven't even watched it in a while.
You can actually get a bit annoying.
Yeah.
I find.
I suppose.
But it's got enough to
keep you entertained.
Yeah. Get over that bit.
Yep.
Number one.
Number number two.
Number two.
That's my number three.
So I'm skipping.
Number two and three.
What's this? Have you put it as number two? As number three. All right. This is a good one. What in a number two. Hang on, I'll take that. All right, number two. It finished. Not many people liked the ending.
No. I didn't understand it because I was tired as fuck.
Yeah, we did stay up till 5 o'clock to watch it.
You went to sleep. I stayed up.
Okay, I had a kip on Sean's couch.
Yes.
If
you can't guess already.
It had a hatch, black smoke.
Polar bears.
Polar bears.
An underwater thing.
Yeah.
A submarine. Lots of different bases.
Charlie.
Some EMPs.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
I sound a bit gay there, but no, Charlie, he's awesome. And it's lost.
It is lost. It's lost in itself.
Yeah. And we've lost it for good now.
We have, yeah.
It's gone.
It's a sad time.
But is it a moment silence?
No.
No. You can just pause it for a minute.
There we go. You pause it, we'll pretend.
Yeah.
La la la. Yeah, but lost.
Sure, won't sing. The first series, everyone loved. And then, second series,
it was going
to be till the end, it was just the geeks that loved it.
Mm.
And for good reason.
Because it's awesome.
It was sci-fi, but it was awesome sci-fi. And
it was amazing.
You ordinary people out there, you didn't know what you were getting yourselves into.
Ordinary? Everyone loved Lost.
You un-sci-fi.
The people that were just like, oh, it's too confusing, I don't understand, I can't watch it.
It also did switch channels a few times.
Did it?
It went to Channel 4 to Sky 1.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then I was on Virgin to I lost Sky 1.
Oh, yeah.
Now I've got Sky 1 back. Long story. Just stick with Sky.
Sky, yeah.
Don't get Virgin. Don't be a Virgin. I caught up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Had fun. Yeah. All right.
Lost.
Lost. And numero uno. Battlestar Galactica.
Nice.
The remake.
The remake, yeah.
Not the original.
Because the original was...
Never saw it.
Bad.
Yeah, apparently so. And it didn't have number six.
No.
No. Everyone loves number six.
That's true.
Also known as Caprica 6.
Yes.
Or Trisha Helfer. She's known in...
You can keep
reality.
Going because I haven't watched this for ages, so I can't even remember anything.
Ah, okay. Well, this was something I didn't watch when it was on TV.
No.
I watched... by just finding out about it afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you're into sci-fi?
Tell him, Daddy.
Check out Battlestar. It was my daddy that told me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So what can we say about Battlestar?
Why do you like it so much?
It's one of the greatest sci-fi things in the world, and it's set in space.
naturally.
Yeah. The Cylons. Actually, the special effects in it are quite good.
Yeah, they were alright.
It's got a hell of a lot of drama in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's sad moments, there's happy moments.
Yes.
That's what drama is.
Just wait for his definition of a skyhook, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you're going to love
it. You'll be blown away.
I almost forgot that one.
Yeah.
No, hopefully you won't like this podcast for its in-depth descriptions of things
that are pretty self-explanatory in themselves.
Yeah, Battlestar, they battle among the stars.
Yeah.
In a ship called the Galactica.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
That sums it up. I'll think of something to say about that later, probably.
Alright, a quick rundown of mine. Number five, Futurama.
We've talked about it,
we've
love
talked
it.
About that. Number four, Scrubs.
Yes.
I loved every season of that.
Apart from...
From 1 to 8. 9, ugh, that can go away.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. I mean, it's still got Turk and Dr. Cox and everything, people in it, but it's just...
Still funny, but...
JD, man, you need JD.
Yeah.
And the janitor.
Yes. We've got some things to say about the janitor.
Like, the first 8 episodes of season 9, I think, or the first 6, had JD in them.
Yeah.
And they were funny
as
hell.
So I never saw season 9.
No, I started watching it, but I was like, ugh, I can't be bothered.
No.
But the first 8 series is...
Let's turn on E4. You should find
Scrubs.
Some episodes of that.
Seriously. The end of Scrubs, I was crying when that finished.
Really?
Like the end scene where he's just walking down that corridor.
Never saw it.
With like all the... Oh,
See, I'd watch it when it was on. You know, have E4 on, bit of Friends.
Yeah.
Love Friends, by the way.
I hate Friends, by the way.
Okay. I didn't actually know that.
I hate that.
No, sorry. For my ex, she had the box set.
I know.
She didn't have any other TV channels. Mm-hmm. She had 1 to 4, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Friends every time I went round. But it got me something to watch.
Friends every time you went round, Tyler.
No, there weren't Friends round as well. Just the two of us.
You and I. Just the two of us.
We didn't make it.
Yes, Scrubs. Awesome.
It's funny.
It's just the randomness I like.
It's a bit random. It's
so random.
It's like brown trees. No.
Anyway.
Those efforts suck.
Scrubs. Number three.
Number
three is Lost. Hold on a minute. Hello. Hello.
We'll pause this now.
Food wise. Food.
Not 105.
No, thanks. What do I need? Dunno. I'm gonna have... No, Mum, I know all I had yesterday was cereal. I'm gonna have that chicken, unless you're gonna use that. Yeah, I'm gonna use the chicken, bit of pasta, sauce. Chili flakes. No, I'm cool. Yeah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Alright. Cereal, get some more crunchy nut. That's ludicrously tasty. No, I'm sure. Tyler. We're in the spare room, we're doing our podcast. Alright.
And we're still rolling.
Alright. Yep. Love you! Bye.
Sean's mum, everybody. Give it up. Round of applause. No.
Yeah, anyway, we'll
put some sound effects over that.
Number three, Lost. Yeah, done it.
Done it.
Number two. Tyler, I want you to lie to me.
Oh, really?
Lie to me.
But I'll tell. I can tell because I'm awesome. No, I can't.
Lie to me. As my favourite actor in it.
Tim Roth.
That series... That's not even finished series two. The last episode's coming on Tuesday.
Ooh.
But it's like, oh man, the first series was amazing. The second series...
I actually took season one to America with me when I went.
Yes.
I'd already watched it twice. I was only there for a week, watched it two more times. I love Tim Roth. You actually tried doing what he does in that.
Oh, I know.
Have
you ever watched Would I Lie to You on air, BBC One?
Yeah.
That actually works. Some of the stuff, if you watch that after watching Lie to Me, you pick up some of the shit. You can tell if they're lying. I have before.
Not 100%.
Not 100%, no. But, like, it's probably me being a nerd.
Yeah.
And going, oh, I just figured out that she's lying. And they're just using Lie to Me method. But, no, seriously, that program.
If any of that is real, love it. I still love it, even if it's not real.
No, that is a real science.
Psychology.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't gathered already, Tim Roth looks at people and tells if they're lying.
Yes.
With
his crazy face and it's weird drunken personality.
He does look drunk quite often, doesn't he? He always tells people to shut up as well.
Mm-hmm. What's her face? Emily's cool. His daughter.
Oh, yeah, she's funny.
She's funny.
Yeah.
Loka. Cast.
I love Loka in the first series. Because he done that always being truthful thing. He never lied.
No.
I think he did, but the whole premise was he wouldn't lie most of the time. It gave his character. But now you know him a bit more in season two, they didn't do that.
No.
It's just him.
I still like it though. The whole cast for me. It just works really well, that program.
It does. Carry on.
Yes.
Then he goes to Vegas. Love that bit.
Right. Number one.
Which I know nothing about again.
I don't know if anyone... don't know if this counts or not. But Cowboy Bebop. Boom! I love that series. It may only be 26 episodes long.
Well, I have.
And there is a movie.
I would have put Firefly on here.
Mm, yes.
That's only 12 episodes. Yeah. So go on.
Yeah, but no, Cowboy
Talk
Bebop.
To me about Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop. You want me to talk about that?
Yeah, you go.
The characters, I love Spike Spiegel. He's an awesome character. Like, honestly, it's funny. It's just like, I don't know, the fight scenes are amazing.
Really?
It's like all of the
amazing
fight scenes.
Amazing as Scott Pilgrim? Wait, is this animated?
Yeah, it is. It's anime.
Okay. So if you're Japanese, you might have heard of this.
Everyone would have heard of this.
Only
if
three
they like anime.
Okay.
But no, like, seriously, like the fight scenes are put to like jazz tracks. It's awesome. Have you never heard the opening theme to this?
No.
I think I've played it to you before.
We have no idea if this is gonna work.
Oh, we're allowed. It's fine.
Not whether we're gonna get sued by anyone, just whether they'll hear it.
Where is it? Come on.
Where are your speakers?
Crap!
On that
it
thing?
Was on my it was on my iPod, which I lost.
So we'll carry on for a bit.
Yes, but seriously, though, like all the fight scenes are linked to jazz.
Really?
You get the funny episodes like
that. That reminds me, you know, is it a bit like, you know, the Gears of War trailer, first one, where they had Mad World, the song Mad World playing over.
Oh yeah, that was an epic trailer.
Those two things you wouldn't think could go together, but they do. No. I'm guessing it's the same for Cowboy Bebop.
It is, yeah.
All right.
No, but seriously, it's awesome. I don't know, it's just that anime is like one of my most loved ones. It's made by the people that make Fullmetal Alchemist.
You did tell me this.
This is just the opening theme. The thing is though, like normal anime, you get your funny bits, and then you get your serious episode, and the end of this anime is just... Let's jam.
I don't know how going to turn out, so I think we'll leave it there.
Yeah, but I just love that.
If that was just a big bunch of noise...
It's my favourite anime...
We apologise.
Besides One Piece.
One Piece.
One Piece is awesome.
Why is it not in the top 10?
It's in my top 10.
It's in the top 10,
yeah,
but it's not in the top
5.
which is fair enough, because we've done top 5, not top 10.
Exactly.
I'm still looking at pictures of Hugo Weaving.
Staring into his eyes. Well, that's our top 5's done.
Yeah.
Hopefully you know us a bit better now.
Well, you never know. I also like spicy food.
Yeah, me too.
If you want to take me out for dinner.
I'm not. Fuck you.
Alright. What have we done this week? Or maybe not week, but what have we done recently?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what I've done recently. I saw Scott Pilgrim.
That's all I've done.
Go see it again. Also bought the game. Played that.
Yeah,
again,
we
said it's very, very hard.
Yes.
So let's tick that one off.
We don't really need to talk about that.
No, I don't know why I'm ticking off. Next one, Lara Croft.
I have not played that yet.
It's actually not called Lara Croft.
I don't think. I thought it was called, like...
No. Is it Tomb Raider?
It's Tomb Raider.
They've dropped either Lara Croft or Tomb Raider.
I think it's Tomb Raider they dropped. I think it's Lara Croft and something of Light.
Yes, it is.
Guardian of Light.
Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like any other Tomb Raider game you've ever played.
No, I know.
Unless you've played this one.
Yeah, but like what?
It's
the style of like,
what's
you know,
the,
like
what's
old
the camera angle called?
I don't know. It's like diagonally from the top.
There we go.
It's
3D, but overhead, not quite overhead camera, like
no.
Overhead off to the side.
It's like old RPG games used to do this camera
yeah.
shot a lot.
This is going to be a really bad.
Can I ask a question?
Thing, go ask.
When she runs, do you still see boobs jiggle?
You know, I haven't played it enough to see if they do bounce.
Damn it.
Bounce, jiggle, bounce.
Oh, you screwed me up there.
Oh, sorry.
No, but seriously.
It's different. it's very different. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's got some good puzzles. So if you like your puzzles, the shooting and the attacking is a bit. It takes a bit getting used to.
Who made it?
I think it was the people that made the last Tomb Raider game. The one. that came out on the 360?
Crystal Dynamics.
There we go, was Crystal Dynamics.
Did they make the last one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. That's checking, but we'll say they did.
Let's look at their games.
No, something else on Xbox Live.
Oh, they did, yeah. Underworld Anniversary and Legend.
There you go, they've made quite a few. They actually reused the engine from Underworld.
Oh, right, I like that.
See, game. One piece of information.
Underworld
if
was
any,
good. Oh, they did Kane and... They did Legacy of Kane. And Gex Gecko.
Oh, awesome. I love Gex.
And Soul Reaver. Oh, I love this studio. I didn't know they did half of these.
Yeah, alright. Next, on XBLA, pretty sure it's only on Xbox.
No, it is for PlayStation, but it's probably getting released later.
Okay.
Wait one second.
I'm talking about the next game.
What game?
Limbo.
Lara Croft, Guardian of Light.
Made by some crazy Dutch people.
PSN release. One second, guys.
For those of you who only have a PlayStation, you're going to have to wait, as usual.
My internet's being crap.
Yeah. Oh, another thing, PlayStation people. Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
You're getting it.
Yeah.
Next year, I think.
Yeah.
February, January time.
And that game is worth a buy.
Oh, it's worth it.
it's
worth
game.
The wait. You don't want to wait, but it's worth it.
They got rid of the elevators.
Yeah, no more elevators. Loading screens instead.
Yay!
Which people have complained about.
Really?
Yeah. I like
that. Fuck off.
Yeah. I like
you either have your elevators or you have your fucking loading screens. Get
you
it
can't
right.
Just teleport.
Jesus Christ.
Xbox isn't that powerful.
Exactly.
Why does the PlayStation? No, it's more powerful apparently. Anyway.
Apparently. It's more powerful. It's built up like a god.
And
like Kratos.
Cost-
Another totally reason to buy a PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
God of War 3.
Even if you've only played the first 30 minutes because you
then
wanted to trade it in. No, that's a good game.
It is.
But the next one is on my list.
What?
Limbo.
I never played that.
It's...
In the case that my Xbox has died, so...
Well, yeah.
For damn you, you red ring
of death.
For
those of you who really, 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 really are on drugs, and...
I like that.
You can, and like this podcast, send Sean money so he can get a new Xbox.
Don't worry, this will get more random and funny as the weeks go on.
We hope.
It's just... We needed to sort of get the basics out.
Yeah. Tester.
Tester.
If you like, that's what zero, it's not one. One.
Zero.
We should get something good going for number one.
We'll have a good name.
We'll have a giveaway.
Get fuck off. I give away no amount of shit.
We'll email them a picture.
There we go. You could win a picture of Tyler Naked.
Prize could be changed.
Prize will not be changed.
Well, there might not be one. Alright, Limbo. It's done by some crazy Dutch people.
Really? Well, them crazy Dutch.
I say crazy Dutch.
Crapping a pancake. Wait, smoking a pancake.
Smoking a pancake.
Crapping a bomb.
Austin
Powers.
New one.
What?
They're going to make a new Austin Powers.
Oh, Austin Powers 4, yeah.
Yeah. But Limbo. We keep on coming away from this. It's black and white. It's art.
Yeah.
This game is art.
Yes.
You might not like art. But it's a game as well.
I like art.
So if you,
what am I doing at the moment, Tyler?
Oh.
I am making...
Oh.
A comic.
Yeah.
Called Project Black Skies. I have a name.
Oh,
yeah,
he's got a name.
Cool.
Project Black Skies.
Copyright.
I don't think that counts.
Neither do I.
But, no, buy that when it gets released. Or just download it from the
it'll
internet. Because
be
it we probably won't be able to get people to pay money for it. And then it'll be a hit movie made by Edgar Wright.
That's the dream.
I know this because I bought a DeLorean.
What? You brought a DeLorean? When did you buy a DeLorean?
I didn't.
You should buy a DeLorean.
I want one.
They're shit cars, but you should buy a DeLorean.
Just buy the number plate out of time. Stick that on the back.
You get a DeLorean, I'll get a Herbie. I'll get a Bobby. You can drive around.
Can we please talk about Limbo?
You'll be in your Back to the Future car, I'll be sitting in Herbie going...
I'm going to buy the Tumbler.
The fuck is that?
We talked about this film earlier, mate. Whoa, dogs.
Tumbler?
Yeah.
Was it a movie I haven't seen for a while? Dark Knight.
Yeah, it is. Got it.
It just came to me, I was like, oh, of course it is, yeah.
Sorry for the long pause. But Limbo, we will talk about this game. The game... Alright, I've said it's art. It's a good game. It's a side scroller. It's made by Dutch people. It's odd. It's just bizarre.
Is it?
The whole thing, yeah. The story is you're meant to be searching for your sister.
Ah. Release date for Lara Croft Guardian of Light on PSN is September
28th,
2010. So. You have a long wait.
Well, end of this month.
Still long.
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy Halo before then.
Halo Reach!
Yeah.
Everyone buy Halo and add the gamer tags.
Sorry.
Go on then.
Got it. Mine is, what's mine? Mine's Smiler21, 2011.
What is it? It was the same as your Twitter account.
Oh, shit. We'll edit this.
I'm pretty sure it's the same as your Twitter account. I'm pretty sure it's Smiler91.
It is Smiler91. That's yeah. SMYLER91.
And mine is just Sean563. And that's SEAN, guys.
Not Sean as in Shaun of the Dead.
No.
As amazing as that film is, Sean did not want to choose that name. No, so go buy Limbo. I'll explain what I'm seeing. So there's a.
Have you played it?
Yeah, I'm 3/4 of the way through it.
Oh, right.
So this is one I can actually talk about a little bit.
Ah, cool.
There's the crazy thing where you're being chased by a spider. And
I watched that.
Yeah, there's bear traps.
Mm.
So you have to pull the bear trap. That with you underneath the spider lifts up its leg, goes to stab you, and you have to move this bear trap to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the puzzles are that easy to solve.
No.
There are some where you have to go, like all the way to one end, which is a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's a dead end.
Mm.
To go back, to then take a different route because you've set off a trap.
What I saw on one of the videos, I saw these like weird light bugs like sticking to your head. What the fuck is that all about?
Oh, they're like mind control.
Are they?
And you just start walking
in whatever direction. Oh, okay.
And then you have to get into a light beam. Whenever the light shines down, it messes with the bug and you change direction.
Oh, okay. See, I was watching videos. I was like, what the fuck is that doing?
Yeah, and then to get them off you, you have to get
a plant.
Like, yeah, it's like cacti, I suppose. not cacti, the flytraps. Like a Venus flytrap, but it's quicker. So if you like puzzles and you like Dutch people, buy it.
Yes, would you? Cool.
The next thing.
Mafia 2 demo?
I can just say Mafia 2, but we've.
Well, we ain't got that yet.
Yeah, we've already played. Have you played the demo?
I've demoed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you told me about the glitch.
Demoed it, yeah. It's not really a glitch, it's just dying and starting again.
Well, yeah. Closest thing to a glitch that.
Yes, true.
Has. Actually, there is one where you can walk through the fridge. And it gives you unlimited time.
That was sick.
But it doesn't always work.
Yeah.
It's kind of just, you know, one of those one-off glitches.
Yeah, cool.
From what we've seen and played,
it is
the levels, the actual mission levels, are very good.
Yes.
I've only done one of them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it had driving. The driving in it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little speedo trick you can do. You can set it so your speedo's stops at 30, so you're not speeding.
Oh, I like speeding.
Yeah, well, everyone likes speeding, but I mean,
there's nothing more fun than seeing a person here, then you go straight around the corner and smash them into a wall.
Yeah.
And then get out and you're like, fuck, run.
That is good fun, but, okay, no, I mean, if you just want to cruise,
mm-hmm.
not over
your homies,
yeah. I think
right
it's all
now.
White people in this game.
Ah. Okay,
and Nolan North, does this name ring a bell to you?
No.
There's a good video. He done the voice for Drake in Uncharted.
Oh, right.
He does voices in every single game.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Search Nolan North. I'm not telling you, but people, if you want to know who Nolan North is, search him. I think he also played Cyclops in X-Men.
Hmm.
No, but there's a funny
IMDb.
Video. There's a funny video on YouTube where. There's Nolan North talking to himself. Like, two characters have the same voice. Wow.
Oh, I
haven't
said it
at all. Yeah.
He was Desmond.
Oh my.
Whoa.
Freaking God. Wow. That's another reason to love Assassin's Creed.
That is, yeah.
Nolan North does a voice.
And he's in Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, which I want to buy.
Yes.
That looks pretty cool.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about it.
I don't really know a lot about it, apart from
it's... There's a few different universes.
Different
it's
Spider-Man.
It's not just one Spider-Man.
It's Noir, Ultimate.
Amazing,
and 2044, isn't it?
20 in the future.
Yeah, I think it's 2044.
Yeah. future Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Each of them has different powers and different ways to play. Yeah. Also, oh yeah. So we're just looking at Nolan North and voices he's done. What else? Any good ones? Oh yeah. Oh no, that was a TV thing. He played Cyclops, in the film. He was in Halo Wars.
He was the prince and Prince of Persia.
Epilogue. Oh, that was a really shit one, wasn't it?
Yeah, the light one.
Yeah. Don't buy that Prince of Persia game.
Oh, it's so bad. The art style was cool.
Yeah.
But I
it's a terrible game.
The watercolored stuff.
Oh.
What?
You know what I'm going to say next?
Tyler's crisis time,
everybody. Oh, I'm having a crisis. Watch Top Gear, you'll know what we mean by crisis. Arkham City.
Arkham City.
Otherwise,
known as to Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, that's right.
And that game.
What we know?
That game was a nerdgasm of Batman.
It was.
It was awesome.
It's. No one has done a superhero game that good before.
No.
Rocksteady, thumbs up.
Yes.
I think it was their first.
Unless you count Crackdown as a superhero game.
No, yeah.
I would. But I mean, when I was in Japan, yeah, I was in one of the game shops. I was looking around the shops, funny. Right? And I literally turned to a corner and I saw a wall of Xbox games and I saw, what was it called? Riot Squad or something. It was really shitty, like, hand-drawn, crappy characters.
Yeah.
I was like, it was like a rip-off of Crackdown, right? And it was there, and then right next to it I saw Riot Squad 2 and I was like, holy shit, that's just what it's called in Japan. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Really?
Cause, like,
why is it written in English? Surely it should just be cracked down with symbols.
I don't know. But no,
but
man.
Geez, Arkham 2. Arkham 2, Arkham City, Arkham Asylum 2.
Batman 2.
Batman 2. Rocksteady's second game. Because mm-hmm. I think they've only done the Batman series. Mm-hmm. You could call it a series now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's. There's some screenshots.
Yeah.
There's going to be multiplayer.
Is there?
I didn't tell you this. Probably with Catwoman.
Oh, nice.
So no Robin.
Yay!
But...
no gay Robin.
The voice of Robin is definitely in the game. How much of Robin's in the game, we don't know. But you know the little tape recorders you found around Arkham Asylum?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The first one. He might just have one of them.
Better
it might just be, like, a reference to Robin.
Stupid motherfucker.
Next one. Who wants to know what a skyhook is?
It's a very dirty sexual act.
Yes.
What you do is you shoot your penis into the air. Obviously, because everyone has jet-powered penises, right? Yes. You unzip your belt, and you rape a bird.
Yeah. And yeah? It's technically not bestiality, because it's not attached to you.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
You get away with it.
All right. apart from doing questionable things... a skyhook in Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, of course, yeah. Of course. What is that, Tyler?
What is it? Well...
please explain to me what a skyhook does.
Shall I explain what Bioshock is?
Oh, okay, I suppose that would work.
Bioshock 1. Underwater.
I played that.
Yeah, you were a geezer in a plane who crashed.
Who stupidly injects himself with weird fucking syringes that he just finds lying around. Which I've always found fucking stupid.
But you do get superpowers.
No, I know. Who would just go, ooh, look, a syringe. Oh,
he does.
I'm going to jack up. Yeah. Maybe he's a heroin addict. Maybe that's just what he thought
yes.
It was.
Oh, and good news.
Stupid.
Bioshock movie based on the first game.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah.
They're talking, but they haven't started filming. They're talking and they're they kept on using about actively.
Yeah, but they also talked about a Halo movie.
But they're actively talking about this one.
Ooh,
were they actively talking about a Halo movie?
Exactly.
The closest thing to a Halo movie is Halo Legends, which is a bunch of smaller movies, which I borrowed off Sean and have still not watched yet. All in anime-y kind of
yes.
Japanese style.
Studio. I can't remember what studios did it, but it was just lots of different studios.
Mainly based in that oriental region. Alright, Bioshock. The first one, like we said, you get strange powers, you can shoot bees at your hand, lightning, fire,
ice,
it's an underwater city which has been built in secret somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only
It's set in like 1940 something.
Yeah.
Isn't
Infinite set like
1912? 12, something like that. Yeah, Bioshock, it's just very atmospheric and...
it is cool. Yeah.
It's actually quite scary.
It is. It's the, one of the best sci-fi shooters, I think.
Yeah, it's not a horror game.
It's bordering on horror at times.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time you see a Big Daddy when he's just drilling that guy against the...
There's a lot of gore in it, but it's not like fear.
Oh, no, fuck that.
Yeah, it's not fear horror, it's just... It's a good game. Fear, like, relies on its horror. Fear 3, yes, I think I've seen this.
No.
Oh, okay.
Just keep talking.
Alright.
I've got to show you a video, man.
Alright, turn the sound down. Show me when we're finished. Then we're getting there.
No, we're going to do it on this.
Okay, we'll do it on this. You can listen. Bioshock Infinite, though. This is, like, the proper sequel, I suppose, because Bioshock 2...
I've never played it. I'm going to borrow it off you when I get my Xbox.
Yeah, it was like Bioshock 1 tried to be improved, and it was made by a different studio.
Oh, right.
They shoved a bit of multiplayer in there, made you a Big Daddy, which Big Daddy's like...
Oh, cool.
Some guy in a diving suit, for the old school ones, you know, with the giant metal helmets.
So
the second one... They've got similar Big Daddies.
Yeah.
Well, the second one, I say Infinite, the proper sequel, has got...
huge, giant robot.
Yeah, with, like, hearts in glass jars inside them.
We can't really go on a lot, because all we got is a trailer at the moment.
Yeah, well, there's some information.
There is a bit of information.
And some gameplay was shown to people at some conference.
Oh, cool.
I think it was Gamescom.
Ah, right.
Which we
will be going to. No, PAX will be going to.
One, yeah.
Yeah.
If you send us money. Right, we're going to think we're really desperate. It's going to be similar to the first one, but it's set in the sky.
You're not going to be raping little kids anymore, are you?
You can rape... Well, okay, you kind of shoved your hand into them and pulled out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you raped them with your hands.
Yeah.
And they were little girls.
Yeah, they were.
That was weird.
There were some questionable moments in that game. We're still going.
Do you wish to harvest the Eve?
Yeah, you can harvest or save them. Each of them gives different rewards. Second one thing has been announced. Skyhooks. We've teased this earlier.
Skyhooks.
A skyhook.
Wait for it. If you can't guess already, this is going to blow your mind.
I'm just building tension.
I'm waiting.
Are you waiting?
What's a skyhook, Tyler?
It's a hook.
Yeah.
That you launch.
Yeah.
Into the sky.
Oh, no way.
I know.
Does it hook onto things?
It does.
Oh, damn. Oh, man.
What more could you want from a skyhook?
Obviously.
No, seriously. There's these like floating buildings in the sky that are all somehow... staying together. Maybe they've got ropes.
Yeah.
They had rope in 1912, didn't they?
I assume so.
I hope so.
They obviously had flying cities, so I hope they had rope.
Yeah. Everyone knows about this flying city.
Mm.
And it's been lost.
Yes.
Obviously, you lose a flying city.
Obviously.
Yeah. Those things just kind of walk about.
Mm-hmm.
And you use this skyhook, this kind of like quick travel method. You hook onto other floating cities, they're also in the sky.
Yeah.
And you zip line or swing or something to get across. You don't know. And you will have powers similar to the first one.
You saw that bit on the trailer, there's a bit where the man's falling and he gets captured by a bit of like
Elizabeth.
Roses.
Yeah.
I know you're two characters.
You're trying to find. You're a man.
Yes.
And you're trying to find this woman, Elizabeth, and save her from these. Creepy glass heart jar things.
Yep.
That's pretty much all we can say. Oh, going back to Arkham City, there are screenshots online. 20 of them.
True.
So go and look.
You're going to find Canon Batman.
Yeah, Canon Batman. There's two Canon Batmans.
Right.
What are we going to talk about next? We should wrap this up. This is getting long.
How long is it?
An hour and a half.
You want to just leave some stuff for next time?
We'll leave some stuff. We'll get rid of them.
Right,
we'll
okay.
We'll get rid of that.
I just want to show you this video.
Alright.
Right, we're talking about fear, yes?
What are we talking about fear? Is this a guy playing fear?
Playing fear. Alone. In the dark.
She actually asked me to come around to play Fear with you. Yeah.
This video, guys, is literally some guy called Steve playing Fear Alone in the Dark. It's pretty self-explanatory if you've never played that game.
My dad had a friend who lived on the cemetery and was doing this exact thing.
If you've never played this
but
game...
But on the cemetery.
It is fucking scary.
Yeah.
And apparently all these screams are genuine, but this video cracks me up.
We won't watch all of it.
Facial movements and stuff as well. Sometimes he doesn't scream, but he goes and she just like jumps a bit. It's just
it does seem pretty genuine.
Seriously, look this video up. It's called Steve Plays Fear Alone in the Dark.
Yeah,
it's good. It's funny. And I suppose we'll just leave it to next time. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
That seems to be everything.
We'll see you next time.
Hopefully.
Fuck off.
Bye.
Bye.